So hello guys, welcome back to my channel. And today we are gonna talk about mathematics. I know we hate it, so do I. मतलब सभी hate करते हैं, but there are some people who love that subject and let's know why. I have today with me Akshay Sant. He was my teacher, but now I am gonna call you Dada. So Dada.
That's great.
And yeah, so yeah, he used to teach me and he is now currently pursuing studies in Germany. And he has done various projects in mathematics and let's know about him.
Hello. The only introduction I need is I'm a math enthusiast and I can do whatever what it takes for doing something good for mathematics.
So I have a question. Like everyone hates maths. Like जो भी देख रहा है आई डेफिनेटली नो यू हेट मैथ्स एंड इफ यू डोंट कॉमेंट डाउन विद आई वांट टू सी हु इज दैट सो सबको मैथ्स खराब लगता है सबके लिए डिफिकल्ट होता है सो व्हाट वाज इट दैट मेड यू फॉल इन लव विद मैथ्स
सो टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट मैथमेटिक्स एंड आई एम गोइंग टू गिव यू सम इंफॉर्मेशन बट दैट इज नॉट हाउ आई डेवलप माई सेल्फ आई वॉज अ वेरी नॉर्मल किड आई वॉज यू कैन से एन एवरेज appeared for scholarship exams, homeopathy exams, and qualified quite a few, did not qualify quite a few, and all of these things happened. So I was a very normal kid back then. But then suddenly when I was in 9th standard, I started liking mathematics. I started liking trigonometry, geometry, then the equations, algebra, and all of these things came into picture. See, the earlier mathematics was very elementary, but then after 9th and 10th standard, the mathematics is quite a bit different than what we study in
5th. That's where I started hating maths. Like, pehle dusre
and that's where I started liking it.
Pehle dusre mein kya 1 plus 2 ka kar rahe hai, kitna simple. Par phir aata hai trigonometry, phir aata hai determinant. So yeah, go on.
Yeah, so that was quite a bit boring to me, but it was also necessary. But then while I was in 9th and 10th standard, my teacher, Chakradev sir, I thank to him and also my proud parents because they introduced me to him. And because of him, he used to teach me some nice things. And once I did a very foolish mistake, no offense, but he called me Sardarji.
Why?
Because I did a very stupid and dumb mistake. And that's a metaphor you can use. I mean, he used to use. And that hurt me a lot, very personally speaking. And then that day I decided, okay, let's do something good in mathematics and let's make him proud. Because he had so many expectations. I was not a bad student. In fact, he had so many expectations from my side. But then I did a very stupid and dumb mistake. And I took it personally. And then I started looking into deep mathematics. And I started reading different things. And that's when it hit me that, yes, I want to pursue mathematics. It's very beautiful out there. And yeah, you can make mistakes, but it's fun to do mathematics on every day. And yeah, I think that was the motivation for me to do mathematics.
Yeah, so if there is some kid who is like, nahi karna yaar maths, so what would you tell him ki kyun kar maths?
So I'm going to present a PPT. So as the title suggests, and as I have introduced myself, I'm a math enthusiast and I love mathematics. So that's why I gave the title as For the Love of Mathematics. Yeah. Yeah. So I just said about the kid. I started with the first phase. I call it caterpillar phase.
Okay.
As you can see, this phase is from age 9 to age 15, as you said, any kid would love to do mathematics in this age or hate to do mathematics in this phase because 15th ke baad mein, 10th ke baad mein koi mathematics karne mein interested nahi rehta. And you can also see that just 11th, 12th mein aapne dekha hi hoga. Yeah. This is the age where you can make or break a kid or his interests.
Yeah.
Right. So if the interests are being nicely nourished, you can develop a kid into a brighter student in the future as well. Well, mathematics is not about solving can say
numerical, sorry, equations.
Yes, or maybe trigonometry. It's about realizing mathematics everywhere. See, for example, the building which we live in, the moment where we are sitting in, or even the viewers are watching in, that is available to us, or that is standstill because of the geometry behind it or the architecture behind it. And the architecture is supported by the mathematical calculations. So even if you hate the mathematics, just realize that mathematics is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematics is the queen of science. It has mathematical foundations everywhere. So for one more example, for instance, even in physical calculations, in physics calculations, we need mathematics. Even in complex chemistry calculations, that is supported by mathematical calculations. Everywhere is mathematics. So you can't escape mathematics, basically. The world is full of mathematics. Even if you like it or don't like it, it is there everywhere.
Paise to ginne hi padenge na.
Sorry?
Paise to ginne hi padenge na.
Yeah, paise to ginne hi padenge. But, that's a common myth. Yeah, thank you for noticing it. That's a common myth. That calculations matlab mathematics, and that's where it ended. Because even sometimes that's a fun thing. When I started pursuing BSc in mathematics, my uncles and aunts used to tell me, "Are you study mathematics? Tell me 15 into 16, or tell me square root of 84." All of these things. And I used to say, mathematics is not just about calculations. There is much more beyond it. Yeah, integration, derivatives. Then some pure mathematics stuff, and I'm not going to bore you with that stuff, but so I would recommend to a kid that if you don't like the regular traditional mathematics which is being taught in the school, I would say try to go beyond the curriculum and see what's there, why we are studying it. One more thing I can recommend is start looking into mathematical puzzles. As you can see on the screen, I have mentioned quite a few puzzles which kids might be interested into. So everyone must have heard Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
Rubik's Cube is famous now. So I don't have to introduce that. But there is another one, Tower of Hanoi. That's a very interesting puzzle. The next one is a Königsberg puzzle. Then there is a Barber's Paradox, the 15 puzzle. You must have heard the 15 puzzle. Sudoku, Kakuro, mathematical snakes and ladder, and so on. So you can develop mathematical interest into some using these puzzles into your kid. So speaking about puzzles, we can also do a puzzle right now. It's very interesting. But I'm not going to do that, madam. It's a very simple puzzle. So the puzzle is very interesting. So we are allowed to say numbers between 1 and 10, both inclusive, 1 as well as 10, both inclusive. So I'll say one number, you will say one number. Okay. And we keep on adding each other's numbers. So for example, if I say 3, you will say suppose 4. So now the total is 7. Now next time if I say 5, now the total is 12. And so on. Keep on repeating this. Right. So what happens is, the moment you reach 200, the first person who reaches 100, whose total reaches 100, wins.
Okay, let's start. Samjha mere ko. Yeah, samjha.
Okay.
Yeah, you go on first.
Okay. I'll say 1.
I'll say 3.
3. Okay. So total is 4 now.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'll say 8.
I'll say 8.
You say 8.
Okay.
I'll say 3. So just to keep the count, total is 23. Now.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I'll say 4.
4. So that is 27. I'll say 7. So now the total is 34.
I'll say 10.
10. So 44. I'll say 1. 45.
I'll say 2, 47.
47, okay. Nice. I'll say 9, 56.
I will say 1, 57.
Okay. I'll say 10, 67.
I'll say 4, 71.
4, 71. All right. I'll say 7, 78.
I'll say 10.
I'll say 1, 89.
Oh no. I did a mistake. It's 89.
89, yes. Now you are trapped. Hello, no matter what number you say, I am going to be trapped.
7. Okay. Because Monica says it.
Yeah, there is a Monica behind me. Yeah. So 7, right? You said 7.
And now comes 4 and you have 1. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a big sore loser.
Yeah, so I'll recommend subscribers of Yash. Try and find the logic behind it. What logic did I use to win this game? It's a very simple logic. It has a very simple logic. And it has a very nice trick behind this game. You can always win this game. No matter how brilliant your opponent is, you can always win the game. No matter what.
Iske baad batana mere ko.
Try to find the logic. Definitely. I'm going to tell you.
Okay. ठीक है. So, going to the next thing. Like, while pursuing mathematics, BSC में, right? BSC mathematics. What was it like? 12th के बाद सब लोग confused रहते हैं कि BTech ये क्या करूँ, engineering करूँ, क्या करूँ? And you have a really amazing story about your 12th standard examination. And you told me that in our class because I used to do too much masti. So if you can tell my viewers that story.
Yeah, so that brings a lot of memories. So as I said, the amateur butterfly phase, as I have said in the presentation. So I was in that phase. Well, as I said earlier, I used to study too much mathematics. After my sir called me some names. Not offensively, but just to give me that push which I wanted. I studied looking into mathematics into deeper and deeper. And I was investing too much of time in mathematics, even in 11th and 12th standard. So I forgot to study chemistry. I did not pay much attention to chemistry. By the way, I did not join any class, for instance. I took a guide from my sir, Ashok Khanapurkar, sir. But I did not join any classes like the ones you used to join or like.
Yeah, you can't count me, sir. I was always absent. You can't count me in class.
Yeah, I forgot that, right. Yeah. So, yeah, I did not join any class. So that's why I used to do self-study, even in mathematics, even physics, chemistry, all of these things. But what happened is I forgot to study chemistry for 12th standard. And as a result, I failed in my prelims, 12th standard prelims. I scored, I think, I'm not sure. Well, it was 70, right? It was 70 marks question.
Uh-huh.
Prelims or I don't know. Yeah. So I scored at 10 out of 70, not more than that. I was pretty sure. Maximum 10 out of 70. And I failed horribly. And on the other hand, I scored 200 out of 200 in computer science. I scored 100, almost full in physics, mathematics, computer science, everything. But I failed horribly in chemistry. Because, I mean, I did not study. But what I did is, pass to hona hi tha. Pass to hona hi tha. Koi meri mathematics ke marks nahi dikhne wala. Arre 100 laya bachche ne to chemistry mein pass kar diya. Aisa to koi karne nahi wala hai. So the natural would be to study harder and harder for chemistry. So what I did is I kept mathematics aside for 2 months. I used to wake up at 4 a.m. every day. And I had prepared a very nice rigid schedule. So I used to sit for like 10 to 15 hours a day studying only chemistry. And I covered all of these things. And you won't believe, Yash, I scored from 10 out of 70 to 82 out of 100 final exam in chemistry.
Oh,
just in 2 months.
Great.
I'm not saying that 82 is a good score, but definitely it was.
It's not. It's a good score. What are you saying? 82 is not a good score. तो good score होता क्या है? एक मेरा percentage नहीं है उतना 12th में.
I mean, some of the users would say that, yeah, 82 ही मिले ना, मतलब इतना क्या.
मेरे viewers मेरे को मालूम है, मेरे viewers बहुत अच्छे हैं. 82 में वो लोग बोलेंगे तीन लोग का पास चली.
yeah, definitely. तीन लोग का पास चली, right? That's a very famous quote, right?
yeah. So yeah, that's but, great. Yeah,
the moral of the story is like you can achieve everything you want if you study harder and it's never too late.
Yeah, if you take efforts, success to aana hi hai.
Yes. And I was very much relieved after I saw my scorecard.
of course you would be. Like 82 bahut hota hai na. How much did you score in 12th?
Well, if I'm not wrong, I scored 99 out of 100 in mathematics, 95 in physics, 190 out of 200 in computer science, and did 10 in English. Something like 75, 76 out of 100. Something like that. I'm not sure. The marks can be approximate, but in that range, yes. Yeah. So I think it was aggregate 89%. Yeah, aggregate, it was 89 something.
खूब कमी है ना?
खूब है.
बहुत कम है यार, क्या है मतलब? 91 क्यों नहीं आया? 94 क्यों नहीं आया? हाँ?
Yeah, exactly. क्यों नहीं आया?
I'm here with 78%.
Huh? My grandfather said exactly same thing to me. 91 क्यों नहीं आया? 90 क्यों नहीं आया?
ये क्या है यार? I am here happy with my 78%.
No. I mean, he also says it in the funny tone just to motivate me or me beyond my limits. Someone has to do that thing. Someone has to hold you all the time to push you beyond the limits, and that's what he does.
Or else you will be like, I am the king.
Exactly.
And no one pushes you. No one scolds you.
Yeah, to live a life king size, first you have to assume that you are not a king. Hmm. Otherwise, that term will not last long. That's the thing.
Yeah, you're right. So, hey, this was about your 12th standard, how you scored khub kami marks, ekdam kami marks, 89%. But yeah, then how was your experience doing BSc in mathematics? Because I have a friend who gave JEE and now he's doing mathematics in IIT. So, how was that experience?
That's amazing. First of all, congratulations to your friend and best of luck for his future. Yeah. The experience was great, but it was a great turnout because, see, the kind of things we study in the 12th standard and the kind of things we study in first year BSc, there's a major gap in between. So, you hardly study any proofs in your 12th standard or 11th standard. But then you study so many proofs in BSc. And basically, BSc mathematics is all about pure mathematics. Most of the things are about pure mathematics.
So it's not like engineering. Like engineering, mein kaise hota hai? First year is pura 11th, 12th ka mathematics hi hota hai mostly in engineering.
Yeah. It's not like that. There is a big change. You have to even prove that one is the least natural number. Even you have to prove that thing. I mean, you have to start from the basics of real analysis, then number theory and all of these things come into picture and you study these things deeper. And it's quite a fun. It's quite fun to study.
I think it's fun for you.
I mean, it depends on the person to person, but yes, definitely.
No, the adrenaline rush you get na when you solve an equation, like integration, agar maine itna bada integration solve kiya, to us din mera din to kya hi ban gaya, kya hi maza. If you remember, we used to have Shailesh sir.
Yes.
That guy was amazing. Matlab, textbook ke page number ke saath unko sum bhi malum hai kitwa hai. And not that unko experience rahega, but he used to teach like, I think, determination tumhi shikhao. Derivatives and integration. When itna bada sum solve karke, May aur Joshi, Harsh Joshi, shout out to you, bro. So, May aur Joshi, ekdam first bench pe baithke. So, when itna bada sum tum log solve karke itna sa leke aate ho na, and the feeling get is like gym ke baad kaisa ek successful सेशन होने के बाद कैसा लगता है, आ पंप्ड आउट, पंप्ड एकदम, वैसा फील आता है. No, I feel most of the mathematicians out there are doing mathematics for that feeling ki are ha itna bada kuch to kiya. Like if you have saw Big Bang Theory, bagitla Big Bang Theory.
Yes, definitely. I'm a big fan of it. Yes.
Yeah. So when Sheldon like proves something like wo element mein element ka kuch to mil jata hai usko ek equation. And
yes.
Yeah. And he's like Sheldon and his brain. Yeah. Sheldon and his brain, yeah.
And his brain, yeah. Sheldon and his brain, yeah.
And that's the feeling I get when I solve integration and determination, all those things.
Yes.
So
that eureka feeling is very important.
Yeah. Like I don't know ki Pythagoras ko kaisa laga rahega when he found Pythagoras theorem. Wow. Itne saal baad bhi apan seekh rahe. So that's amazing. So what when you do BSc in mathematics, mostly people are like, "Acha, BSc mathematics karke kya karega? Teacher banega." So what are the? I'm not stereotyping, but yeah, that's the case. Maybe usi ko mera.
I'm laughing because that happened to me quite a few times. And
मैंने मेरे दोस्त को भी बोला, तो BSc maths करके क्या करेगा? Teacher बनेगा, IIT वालों को सिखाएगा. Well, yeah. उसमें भी पैसा है. I'm not saying कि it's really great field. पर अगर तू GE में 95-94 percentile score करके तू IIT BSc ले रहा है mathematics, so you should have some great reasons, ना? So what are the career opportunities and what can you do after studying mathematics?
Okay. So first of all, I'll talk about what you should do in BSc. What I used to follow in BSc. Then I'll talk about some career opportunities after that. So maybe it will take some 5 to 10 minutes, but okay. I'll cover most of the important and required. So first of all, when you start doing or pursuing BSc mathematics, there are lots and lots of things you can pursue. So for example, it's not like ki engineering or medical ki matlab usme sirf paisa hai ya fir usme scope hai. You just have to know. I mean, the biggest problem in these ages is exposure. There are and basically stereotypes, as you said. Because kya hota hai ki exposure ke bare mein, matlab exposure, we don't have much exposure about BSc and what can be done in BSc, and we look it at अरे ये करके क्या करेगा and all of these things.
Yeah,
but that's not,
जैसे मैंने बोला ना, क्या करेगा, टीचर बनेगा, तू टीचर बनेगा.
Yes, and that's why this talk is very important for all the boys and girls out there to study or to understand that you can also learn many things even while at BSc. So first of all, I started doing BSc, then in the second year I appeared in Madhava competition. This is a national level mathematics competition. I appeared in that competition and I studied hard for it, and I ranked first from Mumbai, from the Mumbai region.
Okay.
So there is a regional level rank as well as national level rank. So I scored very nice marks in that. So again, that competition was like not like JEE, ki MCQs karo and all these things. It had only 10 questions, not more than that. But those 10 questions, like everything was like proving. Subjective questions. You have to prove. मतलब ऐसा भी नहीं कि एमसीक्यू में मटका लगाया और बोला जय माता दी, ऐसा कुछ करके भी नहीं ला सकते. सो यू हैव टू प्रूव ईच एंड एवरीथिंग टू स्कोर गुड मार्क्स. सो दैट्स व्हाई दिस इज अ वेरी नाइस एग्जाम दैट वन कैन गिव इन बीएससी, एंड इट हैज अ लॉट्स ऑफ बेनिफिट्स. इफ यू स्कोर गुड, यू गेट टू अटेंड द नेशनल लेवल कैंप एंड यू गेट टू स्टडी गुड मार्क्स. सो यू गेट टू स्टडी a good level of mathematics at elite institutes in mathematics who are doing mathematics.
Okay.
So for example, I went to ISI Bangalore, Indian Statistical Institute of Bangalore region, and it was very amazing experience. I got to study good level of mathematics under very eminent mathematicians who appeared there. It was very nice. It was nice. And then what happened is you started building your CV or resume, you started building these things. that you can put up in your resume. And I can now proudly say that I was a Mumbai topper and then I appeared this time. So that way, I filled up two gaps. Achievements as well as workshops I attended. So that way you can also go on filling the gaps in your CVs and resume and add weight to your CV. That was my earlier plan. So I appeared for this exam. I scored. Then I started studying for this competition called JAM.
Okay.
JAM competition. What's joint that? Admission, something like that. I'm not sure about the full form. But like JAM, this is a ticket to your IIT dreams, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. So, likewise, as you pursue engineering in IIT, you can also pursue your master's in IITs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the exam for qualifying for your master's in IIT, Indian Institute of Technology.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you, sir, but where did you did your BSc?
I started my BSc in, I think, 2016, I suppose. 2016 or 15, I'm not sure. And then 3 years after that.
In which university or college did you got admission for BSc?
I studied in Ruiya College. It was a place.
Bros.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ruiyaites.
Ruiyaites. Yes.
Okay.
So I studied my BSc in Ruiya College, and spent three good years in that, and got a lot of exposure, a lot of experience, and I think these 3 years were best because. Not just mathematically, because Ruiya is a very nice college and I got...
Yeah, and there is ghost in it. Okay, guys, don't go in Ruiya.
Yes, yes, I know.
Yeah, there is ghost in our college. Don't go to my college. Okay. So, yeah, continue, sir.
Yeah, so I studied my BSc in Ruiya, spent three good years. I met so many friends, joined so many clubs. Ruiya's
that's important magazine. If you are in Ruiya, that's important to join clubs.
So if you want to pursue your master's in some good college, like for example IIT, so for example this is also a good way to reach into IIT. So for example, JE is a very competitive thing. So JE is a very competitive thing, and you have to be like one in 10,000 maybe to get into IIT, because 10,000 people are there, like something like that. But then, I would say this is a nice way to reach to IITs. If you dream of IIT, like pick your favorite subject, for instance. Say, for example, I used to like mathematics, right? So I picked my favorite subject. I started pursuing BSc in that. Then I appeared for this JAM exam. I scored All India Rank 189 in that examination.
Okay.
But what happens is, there are less number of people to compete with in JAM exam as compared to JE. Because everyone is aiming for engineering, and engineering is just one common thing. But in JAM, your subject split. So for example, there is a separate JAM for mathematics, separate JAM for physics, separate JAM for chemistry. And that way the competition is getting split. And there were like hardly 15 to 20,000 people to compete with. And that's why I was able to pursue a good rank. All India Rank 189, I think it was 2018 or 19, I'm not sure.
I was saying ki there are also institute like IISCI, like who are that's just for sciences. IITs kaisa, it's for all engineering kar sakte ho, BSc kar sakte ho. But it's also national level. If you guys don't know, I just want to put it out there ki, yeah, if you guys want to pursue sciences, pure sciences, like if you want to do BSc in chemistry, BSc in mathematics, BSc in physics, or konsa bhi aur bhi subjects hote hai na BSc mein, I don't know.
If you
want to do BSc, there is also institute called IISc. That is also a national level institute. And that's also really great.
It's one of the best institutes. It's one of the best research institutes in India. And even I was going to come to that. You can also get admission to the IISc using this JAM examination. So for master's or integrated PhD, that's what I was going to come to integrated PhD section. I forgot to mention that IISc here, but you can, I would recommend that. So today, in fact, this year, IISc is conducting this examination, JAM. JAM is going to be conducted by IISc Bangalore itself this year. Okay. It's a very nice, and maybe one of the best institutes, research institutes in India. Hmm. Yeah. And in fact, even in world as well, it's undoubtedly best institute. Yes. So yeah, I was talking about my rank. So I got 189 rank, All India rank. Mm-hmm. And I was offered an admission to IIT Gandhinagar.
Okay.
But so that way, the nice thing about me is I did not appear for JEE. Okay. I did not appear for JEE. I had my goal fixed that I want to pursue BSc only. So why would I waste my time and efforts for doing something which I don't want? For example, I don't want to study for JEE. So why should I study?
Yeah.
As simple as that. Or why should I waste my time on that just because everyone is doing it and it's trendy?
Ye aisa no. chubh raha hai mere ko, aap jo bol rahe na, aisa chubh raha hai. Okay, go ahead, continue.
So that's why I did not study for JEE, but then even if so I waited for 3 good years. And then I got my IIT ticket. No, so it's if you are patient enough. And see what you do in IIT, you study engineering, you study your core subject later on. So for example, if you want to study computer sciences, you study your core subject. BSc is also not that different. Yes, a bit exposure is different. But what you can do is you can study 3 years, prepare for this JAM examination. And then when the competition is a bit less, you can have the chance. Like, moke pe chauka maar do. IIT entrance mein bahut acche marks le lo, JAM mein. And then you get your IIT ticket.
But when you got your IIT ticket, why didn't you like go for it?
I'm not saying that research level at IIT is bad or anything, and neither I want to comment on that. But I would say that if you want to pursue research, maybe, then it would be a good idea to have the global exposure as soon as possible to your career. Okay. And I want to have that global exposure.
So you went to Germany.
Yes, and that's why I started looking for the global opportunities, and then and that's why I liked the curriculum in Germany, and yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So in Germany, where are you studying? Like, is it the top level institute there, top level university also?
So the top level institute does not exist in Germany, first of all, because every institute in Germany is state funded, government funded. And every institute, every university has to keep a good record of research papers every year. And otherwise your institute is doomed, basically, that way. So that is why every institute, every university in Germany is state funded. And that is why there is no such ranking in German universities, to be very honest. Yes, there are some good universities, or you can say well-named institutes. You can say that, but I wouldn't say that, like, unlike in US, which happens, like MIT is the best or Harvard is the best, and even in UK there are rankings like Cambridge or Oxford are the best, but I don't think there is a ranking in German institutes. Yeah.
Okay, I have a different question. Like, it's a different podcast. We can make a different podcast on this, but just to give a glimpse of it. What do you think Indian education system should adopt from Germany?
I would say a lot of patience.
Okay.
Because Indian education system is rushing into the things. So today the kids are learning the things which they are not supposed to learn at this very mature or very young age. They are putting a lot of unnecessary pressure on kids. I do believe this, because at this age, people have started learning coding at the age of 6 or 7. I mean, bachchon ko khelne do yaar. I mean, the German education system is a bit different. The preschooling something starts with at the age of 8 or 9 or something like that. They give a lot of patience to their kids.
They give a lot of time. Possible.
Yes, they give the kids a bit time to have the fun or play some games and all of these things. You won't believe, almost everyone doing masters with me in Germany at 26 to 27 of their age, 26, 27. And it is quite normal for them to pursue their masters at 26, 27 and have the jobs later on. Of course, there are some exceptional kids like Peter Solze, who recently won Fields medal, and he's the youngest. I think he's the youngest recipient.
Like he's Sheldon of Germany, guys.
Yeah, definitely. And he's a brilliant mathematician from Germany. And he's an exception in these cases. But most of the students in Germany take time and have the patience to devote. So, for example, I asked my senior, what would you do after your master's? And the reply was very amazing. And I was very inspired by it. He said, I'll take 1 year gap just to figure out what I want in my life.
मतलब ये हमारे सिर पे से जाएगा अगर हमको ऐसा करना रहेगा पागल जाने का एक वर्ष वाया गालो तो
yes exactly there's a difference हमारे इधर एक year gap मतलब लोग बोलते हैं कि waste किया ही है
नहीं gap मतलब if you are taking gap for studying for JE it's considered to be मस्तो but yes. if you are taking gap to sort things out about yourself कि अरे मेरे को करना क्या है then people will be like काय वेल्ला मुल गया है काय करते हैं निस्ता गरीब असुरनस
exactly and his point of view was amazing I asked him why would you think so he said in a rush I started doing my PhD and then at a later point I figure out that I don't want to do PhD then the year is anyway wasted
right it's right like there are many kids out there who don't want to pursue engineering apne class mein kitne the yaar who have no interest in doing that like I don't want to take names because they are not that great friend but if you know what I mean so
yes
so there are many kids out there yeah and who don't want to pursue science they are like mereko khelna hai mereko kuch alag karna hai but the societal pressure out here in India is like तू एक साल रुकेगा क्या करेगा रुक के एक साल में क्या ही बदलने वाला है तेरा so
yes
I think that mentality should change
and I'm not blaming to the education system or so on as you said but I think this is more of a societal pressure as you said education system doesn't force us to study
and I feel that this roots goes to the pre-independence era because like we were trained to be slaves we were trained to be servants of British people and British people didn't want us to like tu ek saal waste karega to mera nuksan hai na British logo ka nuksan hai ki tu ek saal so they started ki no don't waste your year that's waste of time aisa waisa and then when we come here in our post independence era it is a taboo here ki to
yeah
because if you see in the countries who were not colonized at any time like Germany wasn't colonized kabhi bhi kisi ne bhi us pe raj nahi kiya like other country so there is that mentality but in India it's different because of British thing
definitely I mean I'm not blaming or anything I would just say that is the one difference that I noted between Indian education system or basically Indian system and the German system that they take a lot of time and basically they take good decisions everyone can take good decisions if you have that much amount of patience and time
I was doing research on German education system while making a video on the new education policy which was launched in India in this year so in Germany there is thing like agar tu padhai mein acha nahi hai you can get some vocational training of jobs which we look down upon and like plumbing electrician carpentry I feel in new education policy including these things was a really great move abhi uska jo result hai it will take time to get results it will take like 10 years but I feel this will change the mentality of the people because the generation z is quite they want to change things okay we are just now diverted from our topic But yeah, this one can be a great podcast of comparing education.
Definitely, you can in fact invite two or three people and have the discussion on these things.
Yeah.
Instead of podcast, make it a discussion, and maybe invite two or three youngsters and have their views. It can be a good thing for your channel.
Yeah, okay. Coming to the topic again, what are the career opportunities for BSc Mathematics or BSc or MSc Mathematics?
Finally, the butterfly phase, the job and the exploring phase. So you can become a data scientist. You can do research at an university or research position in research and development. So for example, if you pursue your PhD, not only you get expert in your subject, but you also get a position in basically research and development section of the esteemed organization, and you get paid.
Like, this research and development is different, na? Like, jo mobile phone banane ke liye research and development hota hai, wo alag, and this one is alag, or it's same?
See, every aspect has a every company or every organization has mathematical aspect to optimize, and that is why even geometry or topological thing are contributing to the image processing, and all of these things are contributing
to that. Of course.
So it's not like if you study pure mathematics, you will just keep on doing proofs and all of these things. If you have interest in pure mathematics and have interest to apply to the real world, you can also do that. That's not a problem. You can always shift your focus. If your mathematics is good, you can try to become a programmer. Instead of just doing pure mathematics, you can become a programmer. Or
but
if you are
need, like coding, you need coding and languages.
Coding, yes, definitely. So what I say is, if you are good in mathematics, instead of doing pure mathematics, you can become a programmer and use your mathematical skills to develop your coding skills and maybe do better in that field. Then there is a actuarial sciences you can pursue. You can become a financial analyst. You can become a cryptographer, basically. The cryptography is also one good field in mathematics, which assures securities, virtual securities. Basically, this RSA cryptography system and all of these things. You can look at it.
Then you can use your mathematical skills in like investing in share market and all, because probability and all.
Yes. So on this page, I have completely mentioned all of the possibilities that you can pursue if you are good at mathematics. If you like mathematics, it is not just restricted that you do pure sciences or you do just BSc. If you like mathematics, you can take up any interest. So for example, if you're good in mathematics, you also like programming. So you can become a programmer. Then you can look up deep into data science or machine learning or deep learning, and you can also do that. So you can say that mathematics is the foundation of all of these things. If you are good in mathematics, you can pursue these things nicely and have fun in your life.
And last
but not the least, you can also be, as you said, teacher banega, professor banega, BSc karke kya karega. So yeah, so that's also an option. Lectureship, professorships at an university, college or educational institutes. And yes, I would say that even doing BSc is more than enough. I was doing very well in state institutes. And in fact,
like you were doing great, like you can, matlab ghar chala sakte kya?
Yes, definitely. See, for example, if you teach at two or three institutes simultaneously, you can easily get a good package, and not package, but you can easily earn nice amount of money, which is, I would say, 50,000-60,000 a month. I would say even more than that. Some professors do earn that. And there are some good opportunities online as well. Like there are some websites, I wouldn't recommend doing that, but there are some websites, and basically what happens is, if you solve problems, the more you solve, the more money you get. So for example, suppose kisi ne derivative ka problem dala hai.
Brainly.in, I feel, so that's what it.
Something like that, If you put up more solutions, per solution you get some money. So if you have interest in that as well, I have seen some people, I don't do that, but And I've seen some people who have earned maybe 60 to 70,000 just by doing this per month. And that is also possible just by sitting at home and just solving the
maths. Yeah.
Solving mathematics has also gave him a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, it's also possible. So there are ample of opportunities out there if you are good at mathematics. And even if you are not good at mathematics, I would say mathematics is the key of life because it develops your logical thinking.
Yeah, so of course.
Interest. Maybe, as I said, the game was simple. As we, the game we played quite a few minutes before, the game was simple. And the logic is also very simple there.
Yeah.
So develop that logical kind of thinking. That way it will help you in the future, taking the better decisions in life as well.
Okay, so that was the podcast on mathematics, guys. Why you should pursue it, what are the career opportunities, and some personal stories about us and how we enjoyed being teacher and student. And now, Dada. So yeah, that was it. If you like this podcast, hit the like button, subscribe to our channel, because 50% of you guys are not subscribing, and more quality content is on its way. So just subscribe and stay tuned. Bye bye.
Yes, please subscribe to Yash's channel. Yes, bye bye. And I congratulate Yash for taking a very brave decision, because it is not very easy to change the side from science, 11th and 12th standard JEE ka dream, and then taking mass media and taking the YouTube career very seriously. It's a very brave decision, and I congratulate him, because one should always pursue his passion.
Yeah, that's what
this
I feel.
This day on, he is going to get success. That I am pretty much sure about.
So I am pretty much sure about ki I am going to make it.
Yes, yes. Because you are going
to
make it.
मेहनत किया तो तो सक्सेस को झक मार के आना ही है. एक कितना एक साल लगेगा, दो साल लगेगा, but it will come. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not giving up, guys. So stay tuned. Subscribe to my channel.
Stay tuned. Subscribe. Yeah. Toko subscribe button.
Okay. Bye bye.